Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another few. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass.
Come on!
But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet. Whoa.
Well, hello, my roller coaster riders, and welcome to a new episode. Guys, I say that with a wee bit of sadness in my voice because this is the last time you're going to hear me say that for this season. This, guys, is the season finale of season one. Oh! I actually cannot believe it. Season one, it went by like... Does that sound like a fast car? I got a fast car. Is it season one went by in an absolute jiffy? 20 episodes just like that. Wow.
Wow.
But I didn't really know what to record. I was like, what do I record for the season finale? It needs to be a nice one. It needs to be... sorry, there goes my Nando's. Needs to be a nice one. Needs to be a wholesome one. It needs to be something that is really going to round it off. Feel like a kind of... full circle. So I got thinking, I was like, until the obvious sprung to mind. I realised, guys, that I owe you, my listeners, and absolutely anybody on this planet who supports me in any single way, a huge, huge, huge thank you. Guys, I am the absolute queen of sop, the queen of cheesiness. So I'm really sorry to anybody who hates mushy stuff, but you do deserve it. So guys, this one's for yous, and hopefully you're going to develop an understanding of what your support does for me and also just how much it means to me. Let's go! Also, side note, guys, sorry if this has, like, no structure to it. I will do my absolute best because I'm a total slut for structure. I love structure. So, where to start? When I think about my life this past year, right? So from right now, what month is this? Oh my God, it's May. Holy hell. Well, we'll go from April, right? When I think about April 2022 back to April 2021, that full year, I just think, what the actual fudge? What the fudge. I don't really take enough time to sit back and reflect on things. Like, I never sit back and think about the things that I'm doing, where I once was, where I am now. I'm very lucky and in a really fortunate position to say my life is pretty fast paced. I don't really get time to sit around and daydream. I'm always filling my day up doing some other task. I just farted. I really hope you can't hear that. I'm not allowed farter, so I have hope. Anyway, moving on. I don't really have the time to sit back and daydream. I mean, I could if I made time, but I don't, right? That's the point. I don't make time. But today, I actually have thought about it a lot, and I'm just sitting here like the shocked emoji. I'm talking mouth open. I'm swallowing flies. I have no words. So Megan, what sparked these thoughts, I hear you ask? Well, it was actually my call I had with my accountant this morning. I hate money chat, so we'll keep this very brief. But basically, my tax is due, right? Absolutely terrifying amount. I won't tell you how much, won't go into detail because that's personal information that I don't believe I should be sharing. But honestly, help, I'm very shocked. And the woman was too stunned to speak. But basically, my accountant was like, Megan, literally, at the start of last year, you were making, no offence, virtually nothing, no money. And now you're at this point, and you should be really, really proud. So, as much as I'm sobbing over what I owe, and panicked about the whole thing, beans and toast from now on, also, like, whoa, what a journey in a really short space of time. and I don't mean money. I just mean this, like, sparked like this kind of epiphany where I thought, what a bloody year. So let's take it back to April 21. So basically this time last year, I was still working part-time in an office. So I worked 3 days a week in an office, and then all my other time went into social media. So at the time it was my Instagram and YouTube. And I honestly was not making a lot of money at all. It was kind of like a wee bit of spare pocket money, right? I could maybe like treat myself. It was kind of keeping me afloat because my part-time wage was also pretty shit. So I really wasn't making a lot of money, but something told me I had, like, just had to leave, and I had to put my full heart and soul into this for it to pay off. I was shitting myself because from the minute I turned 16, I have worked. I've always been employed. I've always made my own money. And the thought of just walking out of a job and trying to fend for myself just seemed utterly terrifying. And with good reason, because as I said, was pretty skint at the time. But anyway, I had wee angel on my shoulder saying,
no job security, no savings. And I mean, no savings. Don't do it, Megan, don't do it.
Then the wee devil on my shoulder, who, to be honest now, has turned into the angel, was like,
Megan, as Drake would say, YOLO. You only live once, bitch.
So, I'm crazy. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I handed my notice in May, and then I officially left in June. I can honestly say, and I know people probably don't understand this, and that's absolutely fine. It's honestly no hard feelings. I can honestly say every single day since I have left, I have worked so hard. Hard in other ways, of course, from like traditional, I suppose, if that's the word, jobs. Like, you know, I'm not getting up and really like doing crazy hard brain surgery and shit, but I'm working hard in my own way. And what is so mental, like, now looking back, I actually haven't had to consider being employed once throughout this full journey. And don't get me wrong, there's been moments where I've thought, shit, I don't have a lot of work coming up, my mum's quite empty, my videos are doing so bad, my engagement's pure pish, like, really getting in my head thinking, shit, panic. But the bigger picture and the most important thing is I've been doing this for almost a year now, and I haven't had to rely on anyone else. I haven't had to think about going back to employment. And that does come down, yes, to my hard work. I'll give myself that. But more importantly, that comes down to yous. So you be gorgeous plums. Come into this crazy journey because yous follow me, yous like my pictures, yous comment on my pictures, yous share my stuff, you buy the things I promote. To put it black and white, if you guys weren't here, then I wouldn't be either. But see, beyond all that stuff, I've actually always felt like I've got a really good following. Not like a big following, because in the grand scheme of things, I don't have like 500k, 1 million followers, 2 million followers. My following in the grand scheme of influencers isn't actually that big, but the quality of my followers, oh my God, look, I'm not saying this to put a wee straw up your ass, but oh my God, the support yous give me is like beyond. The messages I receive, and I remember it was like a big kind of like eye-opening moment when I went full-time with influencing. The way you guys like supported me, like commenting on my pictures, sharing it to your story, the DMs I was getting, I honestly just thought, whoa, like, not only do these people follow me, these people actually support me and yous are happy for me. It's a really, really bonkers thing to wrap your head around. It's really, really heartwarming, as I'm sure you can imagine, but honestly, bonkers. So sticking back with this period of time we're talking about, I also was really consistent on YouTube by this point. I've been quite consistent on YouTube for a while now because I have the time to, no excuses. So I was also really, really lucky to receive a lot of genuinely nice support on there as well. What always surprises me is I actually don't have like a big YouTube audience. I've got just over 25,000 subscribers, which obviously is still so many people, and I'm super, super beyond grateful of that, my chicken nuggets. But it's not like a huge number, do you know what I mean? But yet, the support I get on there, the comments I get on there, the messages I get about YouTube, it absolutely blows my mind. But that being said, nothing, and I mean nothing, opens my eyes quite like lockdown restrictions lifting. Dot, dot, dot. If I'm getting my dates right, I believe lockdown in Scotland started to lift like maybe August, September time last year. So like August, September 2021, I'm buzzing. Clubs are back open. Festivals are happening. Raves are happening. Normal life is en route. And I, Megano, cannot be happier. My first club experience back was actually very, very random. I think it was on like a Thursday night, right? So I go, and oh my God, that sounded, has anyone seen that TikTok where they're trying to make each other burp? And she does this burp and he's like, whoa! It's like a demon just left her body. That's what I sounded like there. The first night I went back, that no one, and I mean no one, could have prepared me for what was about to happen, right? So obviously, going into a club then, my life was very, very different from what it was the last time I stepped foot in a club, which was when, like, February 2019. Like, a lot had changed. February 2019? Is that how long the pandemic lasted? Holy hell. Anyway, life was really, really different, right? But did I think my clubbing experience is going to be different? Absolutely not. Why would it be? But boy, was I wrong. Guys, I felt like a celebrity. Like, I am a Z-lister, Oscar-winning, Grammy-nominated celebrity. I honestly do get really scared and embarrassed and cringed out to talk about this stuff because I'm totally aware of how piping it sounds. But guys, it's got to be done, right? I step into Nomad. Not been there much since. I think I'm too old for Nomad, to be honest with you. But I step into Nomad, this club in Glasgow, and it first happens, like, maybe, like, two or three girls come up to me from the one group, like, oh my God, are you Megano? Can we get a picture? And I thought, what? You want a picture? I thought, right, that was odd. Guys, I'm not lying. It happened all night. I even had a girl screaming, like, in sheer disbelief it was me, screaming so much that her glasses steamed up. I'm literally not joking. I was like, what is going on? What is happening right now? This can't be real. As you can imagine, if this is not a regular occurrence for you, it is totally and utterly mind-blowing stuff. A picture with me, Megan, the wee lassie from Crookston. There's no words for it. It's actually impossibly bizarre to wrap your head around. Absolutely amazing, obviously. Oh my God, come on. But odd, very, very odd. And oh my God, never felt imposter syndrome quite like it. But much to my disbelief, It's continued to happen. Nomad actually wasn't a one-off. That actually, surprisingly, was not a dream. It's continued to happen. And I'd be lying if I said it doesn't happen often. Oh, I'm saying it. That is really cringy. Yous are going to be listening like,
Megan, though, you're not Kim K. Shut up. Shut it, please.
And what is that from? Oh, Shanice, your mouth is moving a lot like a rat. Shut it, please. That's what yous will be saying to me. But I'm not lying. I'm spitting facts into this microphone right this second. And honestly, since this has started happening, I can't really explain it, but it has just, like, unlocked, like, a whole new feeling of love and, like, appreciation. Like, the love and appreciation you guys are giving me. And I don't know how to describe it. I just feel really, really special. As overwhelming as it can be, I just feel on top of the world, baby. Whenever I'm with Callum, my friends, family, whoever I'm with, and they witness it, they say to me, like, Megan, that must take serious balls to come up, approach someone, and have a chat or get a pic. And I'm like, do you know what? You are so bloody right. Like, that is absolutely crazy. People take the time out their day. They come up. That is quite nerve-wracking because I've done it once. It was very disappointing. So I hope I never disappoint you. But that is very, very nuts. People take the time to come up to me, literally fill me with compliments, make me feel like a million bucks. That's absolutely nuts. And I hope that whenever you do it, it's worth it. And I don't let you down. I hope. Love yous. The next major point where I thought, what the fuck is going on, has to be Girlies Are Out. If you're a regular listener or follower, you'll know what Girlies Are Out is. But if you don't, it's basically Molly and I, Molly McFarlane, you'll know her, Miss Molly. Molly and I's, I don't really know what you call it. It's definitely not a business because we don't make any money from it. Because it's basically, we throw charity events. We've only done two. I'm talking like we've done 2 million. We've thrown 2 charity events. We make them as fun as possible. We invite as many people, not invite, sell as many tickets as possible and raise as much money as possible. And oh, what an absolute hit. If any of you girlies are out there and are wanting to be out again, hopefully Girlies Are Out will be very soon. So stay tuned. But both events have been a sellout. Ooh, ooh. So that's a total combination of 1,000 people paying to come to our charity events. I mean, to be honest, you could just really love the charity, but it still feels good. The love we experience on these days, oh my God. I wish I could bottle that up and give that to every single person on this planet. Like the serotonin, the wholesomeness, the heart warms. Oh, I actually can't even tell you how that feels. Every single person who comes, and I mean every single person who comes, is literally adorable. Am I saying that right? Adorable, adorable. So unbelievably nice to me and Molly. And I won't lie, guys, you do tend to reduce me to tears. Nice tears, oh, really nice tears. When we get on stage, right, we get on stage to, like, welcome everyone, obviously, tell you a bit about charity, blah, 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 do the usual stage shit. I secretly love it. I love. Put me on a stage, give me a microphone. I love it. I get nervous, but I fucking love it. But when we're up on that stage and I just look out at all these gorgeous faces, I just stand there and think, yous have no idea what yous have done for me. And do you know what? That is the absolute beauty of it all. I'm standing there thinking, these angels, they support me. They keep me in my dream job. They boost my ego every single day. And now they're here helping me raise money for amazing charities. Come on. What can you guys not do? The longer I've done this job, the more I learn what I really, 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 really... So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I really learn what makes me feel so, so happy and just brings me pure joy. Obviously, I love getting ready. I love putting together fun, bright outfits, taking pictures. But we also know, guys, I just love a no makeup, terrible outfit day. So what I really love doing is honestly just talking shit to yous, whether yous like it or not. I absolutely love, 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 like super passionate about making YouTube videos. But sometimes I'm like conscious that YouTube videos also need to be like visually pleasing. Like you can't just sit there and ramble, 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 ramble. Or you probably could, but I just for some reason feel like I can't. I also love chatting on my Instagram stories, but let's be serious. Everybody hates a long Instagram story when it's all those wee dots. There's very few of you who are sitting watching all them. So that is when the birth of rollercoasting happened. I had the idea in my head, like obviously seeing other people start podcasts. When I became aware of podcasts, started listening to them, I thought I would love, 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 love to do that. And anyone who knows me knows I just love the sound of my own voice. Actually, I don't. I actually can't stand my voice. It's really nasally, kind of high-pitched, but also kind of dull, if that makes sense. I would definitely get a voice transplant if that was a thing. But anyway, I still love to gab. So I knew I wanted to start a podcast, but I feel like I had to be proper engaged with you guys, that I felt like you needed to know me first to start it. And to be honest, I feel like the timing was absolutely perfect, if I do say so myself. Weirdly, I wasn't like nervous to start my podcast. Well, obviously I had like initial butterflies because who wouldn't? But I just like knew, like something was telling me. I don't know if it's my soul in there saying, this is what you're meant to do. Like you're going to absolutely love this. You're just going to have the best time. So I knew deep down it's something I was really, really passionate about and more so just excited to start. It's so weird and you're probably sitting thinking, Megan, shut the fuck up. But the happiness this wee podcast brings me is crazy. Whenever I record, I literally sit with the biggest smile on my face. And honestly, I do feel like I'm just offloading to some really, really nice pals. And what's probably quite surprising, because obviously I am an influencer and my life and job depends on things doing well and me making money. Although my podcast doesn't actually make me a single penny, which a lot of people ask, no, I've never made even one pence from this. And it's not pure soaring. I am so, so, so proud of how it's done. Being in the charts, sorry, that first month when I was in the charts, I made it to number 11 on the main charts. Like, that is something I don't think I will ever comprehend. Like, seeing my wee name up there with my favourite podcast of all time. Well, there goes the Nando's again. Seeing my name up there with my favourite podcast of all time, my literal heroes, that's just something I'll never, ever, ever, ever forget. And guys, I don't really like talking about like numbers and stats because that's honestly not what it's about. But currently, roller coasting is at over 150,000 streams. Oh my God, that is bizarre. Guys, I don't even know what a stream actually is, but anyway, I'm just going to be happy and run with it. The fact that people come back consistently and listen to me rabble on for, what, half an hour, how long, it is just so nuts to me. I don't know if it's something my brain will ever, ever be able to process. But beyond the stats and beyond the numbers and all the stuff that generally really doesn't matter when it comes down to it, your guys' words of kindness, oh my God. I just don't even know where or how to start to thank yous. Ever since I've started roller coasting, I'd say 99% of the time I meet one of you guys out and about, that's what you guys speak to me about. Like, yous are saying, oh, roller coasting, like this, that, how people say how it's helped them, say how it's comforting to them. It's just so difficult to comprehend. I always feel like, am I actually hearing stuff? Am I hallucinating? Have I like wanted this so much that I'm now hearing it and hearing stuff? And the DMs, Jesus, don't get me started. Some of you guys type me paragraphs, books, even encyclopedias, even of just lovely, lovely, lovely words. Like it is just so, so crazy for me to wrap my brain around the fact that I sit for, what, an hour once a week talking in this microphone in my bedroom. Like right now, it's currently 10:30 at night. I've got my strawberry light on, my Baby Yoda light on, and I'm just rambling into this microphone. And in return, I get the nicest words, the nicest combination of words I have ever seen sent to me. It's just so baffling. And as you can imagine, it's just like so heartwarming. You can only imagine how many tears I've had, guys. Happy tears, of course, but I do cry quite a lot of the DMs I read. And again, I've said this before, but if I've ever not read and replied to your DM, I'm so, so sorry. It's just physically because I've not seen it, but I appreciate it nonetheless. The fact people take their time to not only listen to me, but then take the time to message me or approach me when they see me out, I just don't have the words to thank you. I wish I did. I really, really, really wish I did. But, God, it means a whole world and more. Guys, I'm getting emotional. I'm getting emotional. So, to round up, I just want to say, oh my God, actually, I'm getting emotional. I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so, 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 so much. I simply would not be in this job, and albeit roller coasting isn't my job, it's just very much a hobby right now, I would not be doing what I'm doing right now without yous, and I will never, ever, ever, ever forget that. See, if I ever do, please come up to me. I give you full permission to come up to me and slap me across the face and say,
bitch, just remember where you came from.
I'm just so, so thankful and so, so grateful for you. And I honestly hope that you all feel the happiness that you give to me, because boy, do you deserve it. As for roller coasting, guys, this is not goodbye. It's simply ta-ta for now. Season one is done and dusted, and oh my God, what a beautiful journey it has been. I'm going to take a teeny tiny break just to get those old rustic brain clogs turning again, so that season two is even bigger and even better. I'd also love to take this time to thank my amazing editor, Tom. Big round of applause for Tom. Woo! This podcast simply would not be half as funny and as amazing. Funny? Can I call my own podcast funny? How big-headed of me. This podcast would not be as amazing as it is without Tom's witty editing skills. I'm sure we can all agree those sound effects take this from 0 to 100. So I cannot wait to work with you forever, champion. Wait, is that a football chant? Probably shouldn't do that. And of course, one last thank you to you, my rider. I love you. Kisses for you. See you back at season two.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.